adventurer, Bear Grylls, knows a thing or two about survival. Whether he's crossing the Atlantic in an open boat, or paramotoring over the Himalayas, or breaking the record for the longest indoor free fall in Milton Keynes, this guy sure knows how to survive. And this is what he says about it. Survival can be summed up in three words. Never give up. You know, the Bible has its fair share of survivors too. People who never gave up. And I'd like to talk about one of them this morning. Her name is Naomi. Before we actually start talking about Naomi, I'd like to set what I'm going to say in the place where it should be set, and that's in Scripture. So you can either turn in the Pew Bible, or it's going to come up on the screen in front of you, reading from the NIV. Our reading this morning is from the Old Testament book of Ruth, chapter 1 and verses 1 to 5. Ruth, chapter 1 and verses 1 to 5. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Epaphrathites from Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to Moab and lived there. Now, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. This is the word of the Lord. But what happens next? Well, Naomi and her daughters-in-law set out for Bethlehem, but on the way, Naomi tries to persuade them to return to Moab. Orpah decides to return, but Ruth is determined to continue the journey with Naomi. And as they approach the town of Bethlehem, the local women aren't sure if this really is Naomi. She responds to the women by saying that she doesn't want to be called Naomi anymore. Naomi means pleasant. She said she'd much rather be known as Mara, which means bitter. I believe that Naomi is a portrait of survival. Despite a very dark period in her life, she got through it. And she didn't allow her circumstances to defeat her. Now, in some ways, Naomi is quite a controversial figure. People seem to be either very critical of her or be full of admiration for her. Her critics would say that the decision to move from Bethlehem to Moab during famine indicated a lack of faith in God, that the family was trying to run away from their problems rather than trusting God to work things out. Naomi's admirers would say, they would draw attention to the horrors of remaining in a land of famine. And they would sympathize with Naomi and her family as they made the decision to move away from Bethlehem, which ironically means house of bread. But there was no bread. There was a famine. Her critics would also say that the reason she urged her daughters-in-law to return to Moab was because she wanted to cover up her mistakes. They argue that if Naomi returned to Bethlehem alone, then nobody would know that her sons had married Moabite women, which was a practice that was forbidden by the law of Moses. Her admirers see this a little bit differently. They would suggest that Ruth and Orpah are urged to return to Moab by Naomi because of her compassion for them. You see, in the culture of the day, widows had no status whatsoever. They were usually reduced to abject poverty, dependence on other people, and they were extremely vulnerable. So marriage was particularly important for a woman. And realistically, Ruth and Orpah's chances of marriage in Israel, well, they were pretty slim. But perhaps in their own land, the chances of striking a reasonable marriage might be slightly higher. So Naomi tries to persuade them to return home. And finally, Naomi's critics would say that she became bitter because she blamed God for the bad outcome of her life, rather than appreciating the strength of her relationship with God and with others. But those who are more sympathetic to her view her as a female Job, one of the great Old Testament saints. Listen to the similarities. Like Job, she is a mature believer. Like Job, she has lost close family members through death. Like Job, she is at a complete loss to understand what God is doing in the middle of her suffering. And like Job, she lets us know the depth of her pain and misery. Author Carolyn Custis James draws attention to the fact that Naomi and Job were seasoned believers. She goes on to say, and I'm quoting from her, "When the full force of our sufferings hit us, no matter how long we've walked with God or how much theology we've mastered, faith in God can take an awful beating." End of quote.